You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
That's a great, great source of referrals. But the reason I asked you if you did all your other stuff by phone is one of the things that I see constantly with agents that are getting into the Medicare field is they turn around them, they looked over their shoulder, and they look at their backyard. And they think, you know, what are the prospects in my backyard? What's available to me right here? But it's such a much, much bigger world when you could call into Texas and write tons of applications, or not Georgia, but like North Carolina, Virginia is great, Kentucky, Kansas, all the states because it just doesn't matter where you are anymore. It matters where the fish are biting and where people can sign up for like a good plan. And we can start targeting in those states and just dominate, you know, because the product's good. The mix of the other companies is not that great. And people are buying Medicare supplements in those states far more than Medicare Advantage. But that's the greatest thing about selling over the phone is you can plan on where you're going to sell rather than just be stuck with wherever you happen to have landed after college or high school. Yeah. There's a Coast Guard again. But I think you'd be great doing it over the phone. The problem is, and I just want to make sure your expectations based on your research have aligned with reality, which is you can do 100 life sales and make, $200,000 a year, depending on the size of them. With the Medicare, if you do 200 cases, that's going to be $4,000 a month in perpetuity going forward. And some people just are all about the upfront money, and they're not so much about the trail commission, but this is a residual building business that takes, you know, time to build it. If you can throw in the other stuff, if you can get one, you know, big annuity every once in a while, and you can just by asking the question, then it makes it all worthwhile because you do a life case here, you do an annuity every, you know, 50 clients that you bring on board, then the referrals start coming like crazy because you're the go-to person. And, up on your left.
Okay, am I going too fast for an away
zone? No, you're going fine. So, normally, I hate every time you hear about the, like I mentioned, Primerica or NAA, you hear about what they tell their new agents, and that is make a list of 100 people that you know and go burn every relationship by hounding them to buy a life insurance case for you. So that said, and I understand how horrible that is, and I'm all about being the opposite of that. In your case, I think it's kind of close to that because you're so plugged in, because you have massive amounts of referral partner potential. What I would do if I were you, get the major contracts that you need for your state first, at least three of them, and then make it known to everybody that you've ever talked to just that that's what you do and you're the go-to person for it because you have the best companies out there. And then step two would be outward marketing through whatever medium that you think is best for you, direct mail, Facebook, cold calling, a telemarketer, any of those kind of things. But there's a lady in Texas, and I did an interview with her. It's on my website. But she just goes to financial planners, and she's writing 40 to 60 new apps a month, every month. She just does their Medicare for their people, has zero cost because of her centers of influence, and all she does is keep them happy. And you could do the same thing with zero marketing headache whatsoever because of your influence already and what you've got. And then you have zero stress in this business because 99% of the stress is, where's my next prospect? Look at that.
Boom.
Look at that thing. Wow. Just wondering where your next prospect is going to come from is the biggest question that everybody stresses out about. And golly, that's so pretty. Look at teddy bear in the window. But I would do that if I were you. I would just get the contracts. Get familiar with the electronic application real quick and just let all your people know what you do and just work referrals, and you will never have to worry for a client in your life. 6 months before they turn 65, they can do the Med Sub. If they're going to do the Medicare Advantage, they have to wait till 3 months before, and everything starts on the first month, the first day of their birthday, first month. But the Med Subs you can do 6 months before, which is great because then you head them off before everybody else comes along for the application. So on the Advantage again, you've got the 3 months after. But with the Med Sub, you got 6 months. So the thing that's kind of a weird overlap is that 3 months for Medicare Advantage is the same thing for the drug plan. So we always have to put them on a calendar. Okay, we'll do your med sup at 6 months out, which is great because, in effect, you're locking in that rate for 18 months, 6 months before they're turning 65. And then the from the effective date, all the companies that we use will guarantee not to raise the rate for 12 months after their effective date starts. So literally they can lock in today's rate for 18 months. Then their bank starts being drafted, you know, the first month that it turns effective. But the problem is we have to follow up with those people 3 months before they're effective and look at their drug plan or refer them out to get the drug plan part done by itself. We are now. Yeah. There's a post on my website of the companies that we're using. It's under Medicare agent training. And then you pull down the thing of training and it says Medicare Advantage. And all those companies that I have there, which is not every company in the country, but we have arrangements with them where we can do it all over the phone. And it's really kind of hard to get the contract and the approval from CMS to do that stuff over the phone. But those that we have there, we can. So I've got a video on how to find a Part D plan on YouTube, and it's really popular because all it says is call Medicare directly. And there's another part to that, though. If they call Medicare late at night and they tell them they just want a drug plan, they'll help them with it. And they'll look up their drugs, get the best cost, and sign them up for the plan. The bad part is if they sign up for a drug plan only with a company that also has a Medicare Advantage plan, that company will try to switch them to a Medicare Advantage plan when they call to do their quality control phone call. Does it. So you have to get those people prepared to avoid those zero premium bait and switch, you know, network restricted plan, because they'll call them and they say, oh, you were going to pay for your drug plan. What you need is an all-in-one plan, and it's zero premium, and we'll get your drug plan included at no extra charge. But it's a canned drug plan. It's like thrown in there. It's just built in. It's not the drug plan that would be best for them, like the standalone Part D plan would have been. And they don't find that out until they've joined the plan. But we have lost some people because my agents did not remind them, you're going to get this call. They're going to try to suck you into this zero premium plan, and you get what you pay for, and don't fall for it. Just say, no, thank you, I'm not interested. Other than that, yes, just as easy as referring them out to Medicare. When you're going to have questions and you're going to have concerns and you're going to have problems going forward. that's like inevitable. I would encourage you, when you get your first few cases, just tell me what you've got, what the zip code is, what their age is, whether they smoke or not. And I'd love to walk through those cases with you, especially the first however long it takes until you're comfortable.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit senioragentpodcast.com.